1 Chronicles chapter 10. And the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain on Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons, and the Philistines smote Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers came up with him, and he was terrified by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was much afraid. So Saul took the sword and fell on it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. When all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass the next day that the Philistines came to strip the slain, and they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And they stripped him, and took his head and his armor, and sent them into the land of the Philistines round about, to announce the glad tidings to their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their god, and fastened his head in the house of Dagon. And when all they of Jabesh-Gilead heard of all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose, and took up the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the terebinth of Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. And Saul died for his unfaithfulness which he committed against Jehovah, because of the word of Jehovah which he kept not, and also for having inquired of the spirit of Python, asking counsel of it. And he asked not counsel of Jehovah. Therefore he slew him, and transferred the kingdom to David the son of Jesse.